Good morning, everyone. This is Marty Duran, and this is the Fourth Estate Drive Time, coming to you today live from the upper room where I am the only disciple in sight. The Fourth Estate Drive Time is brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. Unique and unforgettable wood watches. Contact Jord through woodwatches.com and use the coupon code T4EPODCAST. Save yourself 10% on any watch at woodwatches.com. The big news this morning that nobody's talking about yet. In fact, some may be talking about it, but I don't know that they know the nuance involved. And this has to do with the Iranian tests of missiles. This is from Ynet News, which is a news source that covers news in Israel and the rest of the Middle East. And Ynet is claiming that there is a nuance. U.S. and EU powers send a letter to the United Nations Security Council. The letter says Iran acted inconsistent with and in defiance of Security Council Resolution 2231, and that Iranian military leaders claim missiles are meant to threaten Israel. This is different from the nuclear agreement that was reached last year. Western officials also say that although the launches went against 2231, they were not a violation of the core nuclear agreement between Iran, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States last year. The four powers' carefully worded letter stopped short of calling the Iranian launches a violation of the resolution, which calls upon Iran to refrain for up to 8 years from activity, including launches related to ballistic missiles designed with the capacity of delivering nuclear weapons. Well, of course they have the capacity to deliver nuclear weapons because a suitcase has the capacity to deliver a nuclear weapon. But that is from Ynet. There is a slight nuance that indicates that the recent Iranian missile launches, which reportedly included a missile with death to Israel or something like that scrawled on it, are in violation of a UN Security Council resolution from a while back, but apparently not in direct resolution to, violation of the nuclear agreement reached last year. So an important nuance as far as international law goes, no nuance at all as far as how it is interpreted goes. CNN, Fox, and the New York Times all reporting this morning that the GOP nominees in last night's town hall have now refused to commit for absolute support for any nominee. So John Kasich, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump, when asked if they would give an unqualified support for the eventual nominee, now all of them have waffled apparently, and none of them are committing to whoever that nominee is. It seems pretty obvious that Cruz and Kasich are waffling on supporting Trump, and Trump is waffling on supporting anyone except himself. USA Today, Cal Thomas has what I would have to call a silly column, suggesting that the reason the GOP leadership doesn't support Ted Cruz is because, quote, they can't control him either, unquote. He makes allowance for Trump not being the nominee because he isn't a, whatever you want to say, a qualified Republican, or the GOP establishment is afraid of him, or fill in the blank there. But he also says that the GOP establishment refuses to break and support Cruz because they're also afraid that they can't control him. And he rebuffs the idea of a third-party run for pretty much the same reason that everybody that doesn't like the idea of a third party says, which is it'll deliver the White House to a non-Republican. And so he disagrees with George Will on the need for a third-party candidate. I find his column actually very unconvincing. It's a not even veiled attempt to get people who are GOP voters to throw their weight and support behind Cruz as the best of the bunch. And I just think it's a very, very badly reasoned and written column. Over the weekend, you may have seen news reports that a Catholic priest was crucified on either Good Friday or Easter by ISIS. This was run in a number of outlets, not least of which was the Daily Mail, the Washington Times, the UK Mirror, possibly even the Express. A number of times I saw this in my news feed that Father Tom Uznalil, he's from India, I think, and I just butchered his name. According to the Catholic News Agency, there's no confirmation yet that this man has been killed, much less crucified, on Good Friday. He is, I believe, from India and ministers in Yemen. Reports claiming that a kidnapped priest in Yemen was crucified over the weekend are likely false and irresponsible, the local bishop told Catholic News Agency Monday. Several blogs and media outlets are reporting that Father Tom was crucified by ISIS on Good Friday. However, there's been no confirmation of the events by friends, family, or his community. Now, there was an attack earlier this month in Aden, Yemen, where 16 people were killed and four nuns, I believe, the Missionary of Charity Sisters, were killed. It was at this time this priest, Father Tom, was kidnapped. Now, there was a rumor even before, I think, that he might be killed on Good Friday. Then there were definitely the reports that he had been crucified on Good Friday. And now the Catholic News Agency is saying that this probably has not happened in this way. They did not go as far to say as to say that he was definitely alive, but they are casting doubt on the report itself. On a completely different note, and a much more positive note, Instagram, reported by Lifehacker and others, has now extended the video capture on your Instagram app to a minute. So from 15 seconds of glorious foolishness of your children or your cat or whatever you happen to be doing at the moment, now has been extended four times to a full minute of Instagram glory. So whatever your wife is doing in the kitchen or whatever your children are doing in their homework or whatever your boss is doing with his back turned to you, you now have one full minute of Instagram feed in order to be able to capture in video and post for the world to see. This is Marty Duren with the Fourth State Drive Time. I hope you're expecting a fantastic day. This has been brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. 100% wood watches. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST and save yourself 10%. While you're at it, please don't forget to rate and review the Fourth State. It won't take but just a moment in iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. And encourage others to subscribe and pass the word, if you would, as you can, on your social media accounts. Let people know that this is a good way to get the morning started, and I will be very blessed and encouraged by that if you would do that. Coming up Friday on Friday's podcast will be the long-form edition of The Fourth State, where I will be talking about science and journals and the trustworthiness of what we now recognize as science or the scientific expression of things. In our wider culture. So we'll be talking about why people believe that vaccines cause autism. Why people believe that vaccines cause autism will be the launching point for that. And that'll be coming up Friday, Lord willing, instead of Drive Time Edition. So be looking for that. Also check out my friends Todd Littleton with Pathological Podcast for the Pastor Theologian and Ryan and Phil's Conversation Rules. I think I got their names in the right order. Both available on podcast, on your favorite podcatcher, iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. Or go to roundtablemediagroup.com and you can find all three of our podcasts and soon more. So check them out. The Fourth Estate is a production of Roundtable Media Group. And until the next time, this is Marty Duren. I hope you have a fantastic day.